This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rob Manfred was asked by Carl Ravitch if the Astros' apology fest last Thursday was successful.
One of the most important things that has to happen in order to put this episode people are never going to forget about it, but to move on from it is for the entire organization, starting from the top, owner all the way through the players, to accept responsibility and to apologize not only to their fans, but to the fans across the other 29 teams. And it's hard to deny the fact that that's going to be an ongoing process here. It didn't get done the other day.
Most people will describe it as an epic failure. How would you describe it?
It was not successful.
All right, so that's Rob Manfred on the attempt at the attempt the Astros made last Thursday to apologize.
And again, this is where the interviewer,
Carl Ravitch.
Yeah. Carl Ravitch, I could tell by the way he asked the question that he definitely had not seen any of the follow-up interviews in the clubhouse.
Right.
That was by far the biggest botch of that press conference was putting Altuve and Bregman out there for only a few seconds and not explaining that they were going to be available. Because in a lot of people's minds, that was it, and that was the total apology, and that was all there was going to be. And it is... I understand and I get it, and I'm not even overly critical of it. This is just the way the world works. Every single little possible negative clip or soundbite they can take from this, that's what's reaching the headline. And that's what happened, and that's what the Astros didn't understand in that press conference was the best part of that day was the guys speaking at their lockers freely and liberally, and you chose to bury that because it's not what's best that gets the most promos. It's what's first a lot of times.
Yeah, Manfred says in that cut that they need to apologize and show contrition so we can all move on from all this. I think it brings up an interesting debate, which is it necessary to move on? Is it the best thing for baseball to move on? Or does baseball actually now have a compelling villain that actually adds some emotional juice to a regular season that is long and arduous and at times really, really boring?
Right, and nobody's going to accept the apologies.
I
mean, that's clear. I would say there was fewer than 3% of baseball fans outside of Houston that would have looked at the most genuine apology and said, like, all right, time to move on.
Right.
They just flat out wouldn't. And the other thing we've discovered is this. People will universally say, well, the players need to talk more. But then when Correa speaks, what we find out is, no, people only want the Astros to talk more if the Astros are going to speak and confirm unfounded rumors about 2019. Because Correa came flat out and said, yeah, we cheated. We did it. Everybody did it except for these three players, Altuve. People don't like that one of the things that he said was that Altuve didn't cheat. But he was like, hell yeah, we did it. He misspoke at first and said nothing was going on in 2018. He clarified later that the garbage can thumping, that sign wasn't going on. The code breaker program, the Astros front office kept trying it, but it wasn't working. Correa came out and was very open about it, but because he didn't admit to using buzzers in 2019, people choose to think he's lying. And it's just, there's nothing they'll do to appease them. And look, and as Correa said, they got themselves into it. That's just the reality of the world right now.
I liked your suggestion over the weekend that instead of trying to be sincere about the apology, instead of re-apologizing, which some people apparently want them to do, they should just exercise the Dwight Schrute apology method.
As a disciplinary measure, he is going to have to issue a formal apology. Dwight, have you prepared your statement of regret?
I have.
Let's hear it. I state my regret.
You couldn't have memorized that?
I could not, because I do not feel it.
How great would that have been?
I could not. What if he got up and did it verbatim?
Jose Altuve gets up to the mic. I state my regret. Thank you.
I was at an all-star banquet once. I was speaking at this high school all-star football game, and one of the kids got up, and he was like the captain of one of the teams, and he started reading his speech, and it was the thing from The Hangover. It was Zach Galifianakis' speech from The Hangover.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was funny because the kids had a – I was right at the – I knew what he was talking about, and I was looking out over the crowd, and none of the old people had a clue what he was doing. The kids were all dying, cracking up.
That's funny.
So, yeah, if he would have done that, he would have gained – you know who would have liked that? Cody Bellinger. Like, bro, you had
– Dude, used to binge The Office all the time back in junior high.
You know one thing I've liked now that I've actually started watching The Office? I never know. A lot of people don't realize Seth Payne never watched The Office, but it's true.
Every time I see an episode on Comedy Central, which is every day, I'm shocked every time that you didn't watch The Office on its first run.
I could never get into it for whatever reason. Now I'm into it and I'm binge watching it, but I'm sleeping through some of the episodes. I have to go back and rewatch some of it. But the one thing that I'm pleased with is that the Nard dog there, Andy Bernard.
Yeah. Who? Cornell's finest.
He looks kind of like me, and he went to Cornell, and he's annoying. What I found is that he's more likable than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't know much of the series other than that, like, all I know is that this is one of those annoying people that won't shut up about where he went to college.
Right.
And it was kind of embarrassing to me. Now I'm like, oh, okay. He's an idiot. And he's annoying, but he's like a good person. Unlike Dwight, who's a bad person. Right. At least Andy Bernard is like a good guy.
That's right.
Who's just an annoying kind of waspy dude.
Yeah. What season are you on?
I think season five, which is where all of a sudden they humanize everybody, and I'm a little let down. Like, they're treating them like real people now.
Well, okay, so I'm not going to spoil anything, but you're in season five. Have you gotten to Scott's tots yet?
I have not, no. Not that I know of, but I might have slept through it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to get to Scott's tots. It's just trust me. Jonesy, top five episode of all time, Scott's tots.
I would think so, yeah.
Top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
top
I have no sure. clue what you're talking about.
Okay, well, good. Well, that means you haven't seen it yet.
Season 5, Michael Scott, though, he seems like a human being. He does some nice things for people and everything.
Yeah. You like the more psychotic Michael Scott?
Yeah. I like the completely detestable Michael Scott.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. So, Rob Manfred, apology. He says, apology unsuccessful. For the Houston Astros, I guess for some of you, it's a holiday, so some of you may just be waking up right now. We've just been kind of level setting where we're at with this whole thing from over the weekend. So if you're just tuning in, if you're just waking up, the level set for what all has gone on throughout the weekend. The apology tour did not work on Thursday. Everybody's mad at the Astros.
Oh, yeah.
Dodger fans are speaking the 2017 World Series championship for themselves into existence.
Yeah, they're pulling a UCF on this. They're probably having...
They're probably having
tinny charade rings manufactured. They'll probably be... I would imagine that maybe at that Angels game, they'll hand out to any Dodgers fans that show up, they'll hand out fake rings or something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They need to do that. In fact, Yu Darvish has said he wants the Astros to be stripped of their 2017.
Angry, but just... The spirit feeling is like Olympics. Like, when players cheat, you can't have a gold medal, right? But they still have a, you know, World Series title. That's making me feel, like, weird and, like, you know, that's it.
I understood every word Yu Darvish said, and yet ESPN was using closed captioning on TV to spell out.
Oh, really?
What they said. Now, maybe it was for people in a loud room.
It was interesting, ESPN, but they didn't,
They didn't do it for Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, they didn't do that. I thought Yu Darvish's called him Hugh. I pulled the opposite of Trump. Like, Trump would announce somebody named Hugh as you. Somehow I've heard that enough.
Because
Trump says Houston, you know? So I turned Yu Darvish into Hugh.
You put the Y as an H.
Yeah, so Hugh Darvish.
Hugh. Doesn't look like a Hugh.
Congratulations to the Dodgers, Hugh Darvish.
Darvish,
World Series champions.
Darvish needs an ERA below 20 back in 2017. Dude, you can try to speak the 2017 World Series into existence for your team. There's nothing you can do to talk away your 21.6 ERA.
That was on the road. You know, that he was awful on the road. Or excuse me, it was
for
on
the
road.
Astros.
It was for the Astros. Yeah. It was at home for Hugh Darvish.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Hugh Darvish. And it was so the scheme wasn't going on the road. It wasn't going on in the playoffs in general because it was too loud. And Correa spoke pretty. Correa was funny about that. He said, we had the garbage cans lined up and ready to go. It was just too loud.
Correa's open bookness throughout this whole thing has been a lot of fun.
We should, you know, Brandy told me she hadn't heard the Correa defense of Altuve. We should play it a few times.
Do you want to? Okay. Yeah. Let's do it in the next segment.
Okay.
For the benefit of Brandy and those who haven't heard it yet, we will do that in the next segment. We will play the passionate defense of Jose Altuve from his teammate and Houston hero, Carlos Correa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.